We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is time for our Boston Red Sox front office report. The president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Dombrowski, joins us on the line right now. Dave, it's Dale and Rich. Thank you for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I found fascinating the comments from David Price in Alex Speer's piece in today's Globe saying, hey, we got to get this thing turned around now or they're going to blow this thing up. Is he telling the truth?
Well, I didn't see David's comments. They weren't in the paper when I read them this morning. No, we're not in a position we're blowing things up at this point. But we do have to play better. There's no question about that. So I think his point was probably to people that, hey, you just can't keep playing this way. Things end up happening. But we're a long way away from being in that type of situation.
Yeah, how do you guys balance the fact that obviously it's a very long season, 162, and you haven't even played 20 games yet, although the start really couldn't have been a whole lot worse at 6-13, bottom of the division. So how do you guys balance that? Hey, it's the short term, but also these games do matter, you know, come the end of the season.
Well, they do matter, and they're very important. I think you of course, you're constantly talking about it internally as a staff, and I'm sure that the staff talks to the players a lot about it. I think it's a scenario where you tackle every problem as much as you possibly can. You don't want to ever play like this. It does happen. We know we need to play better. We know we have a better club than that. So there's a long haul ahead of us. I've always said, even with good clubs that I've been with, and sometimes the records are reversed, that I usually wait till about 40 games into the season to kind of like take an assessment of what's taking place. But if you're playing very poorly, you can't fall too far behind during that time period. So you just tackle every problem on an individual basis and try to get it better. And I was reading the paper here this morning in St. Petersburg, and they talked about how last year that the Rays were 4-13 at the same time. They turned the record around, and they end up winning 90 games. So you know it can happen. But you also have to make sure that you tackle it with some sense of immediacy, but also not with a sense of panic.
Dustin Pedroia missed most of last year with a knee injury, is attempting to make his comeback, left last night's game at Yankee Stadium after a fly ball out. Can you update what the situation is with him?
Well, I don't really have much of an update other than that. He was seeing the doctor today. He's going to fly back here to St. Petersburg. So once he gets back here, we'll be in a position where we discuss with him. Of course, he felt a pop, I think he said yesterday. I'm not sure, but the number of things that he has had going on with that knee. And as we know, the knee is never going to be 100%. I mean, it's amazing that any player could play with what he's gone through. He continues to battle through it. So we won't have anything. We don't have anything at this point. Really won't know anything until later on today, and probably even until we sit down with Dustin, and he doesn't get back in here till later tonight. So till either tonight or tomorrow.
Prior to the season, you guys gave a contract extension to Chris Sale. He did have 1 year left on his deal. Was there any thought to him playing out the season and then reassessing it there?
Well, thought, yes. I mean, you think and you talk about anything with all of your players in that regard. I think the reality is that for us, and we think Chris Sale's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I know that he hasn't thrown that way so far this year. I think when you go through a year and a player is at free agency, which would be at the end of the season, of course your competition becomes much tougher to sign someone. So we thought with Chris that he was in a position based upon his abilities in the past, that he was working with us with the dollars that he took, the number of years he took, and even though he's highly compensated, when you look at other starting pitchers, by no means did he go for the top dollars. So, yeah, there was a discussion, but we felt he was healthy. I think it's shown that he's healthy. Now we just have to get him out there and pitch like he's capable, and we're comfortable that he'll go out there and do it, although it's painful at this point when you're going through it. But I do think that Chris, and with a lot of our starting pitchers, you're finally starting to see them throw this time around. We took it very slowly with them during spring training based upon what took place last year. We knew there would be some struggles. However, you know, maybe we're struggling a little more than we had hoped, but we're in a position where we knew that we're not going to be quite themselves when they started the year, and now all of a sudden this last time through, I mean, sales velocity was much better the last time out. Evaldi threw well last time, last night. Price has thrown well. Rodriguez threw well. So we're getting to that point where we think they're capable of being their regular selves. So hopefully that part of our club gets fixed and we can move on from there.
And Sale's always been dominant at the beginning of seasons, but then he has kind of broken down late in the years. So was there concern at all about how he ended each of the previous two seasons before you guys came to the extension?
Well, there were a lot of discussions on that. That's always been his history. That's why we tried to keep him fresher in the beginning this year, to try to get him at the end where he would be fresh. That's been his history, is that he's generally had better first half seasons and not quite as good the second half, although when you put his numbers together, they've always been outstanding season. He's on a run that's almost historic as far as how high he's finished in the Cy Young years in a row. So, yeah, we've had those discussions, but felt comfortable based upon where he is to move forward.
Mookie Betts was the best player in the American League last year, won the MVP and deserved it. He looks lost at the plate so far, hitting 200 at this stage of the season. Has anybody been able to put a finger on what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, sure, hitting coaches are the ones that work with him most on those type of things. And so they have identified things, but it's also apparent that we haven't been able to fix it. Hitters go through this. They go through tough periods. When you start talking about, I mean, there's a lot of guys on our club struggling, but when you start talking about Mookie Betts and Chris Sale, you're talking about one of the best five pitchers, starting pitchers in Major League Baseball, one of the top five players in Major League Baseball, and it's been a scuffle early in the season for him. So, along with many other guys. So when you're going through these type of struggles, it's a reason why that your record ends up being the way it is right now for us. And experience tells me in the game and listening to many, many people throughout the years that I highly respect, that when you go through periods like this, you turn over their bubblegum card and look at the back of it, and they usually end up somewhere like the back of their bubblegum card. So if that's the case, we'll be in a position where there's a lot of positive upsides to those two as well as many other guys with our club.
Is there no chance of any return to a contract, at least discussion with Mookie, now through the end of the season, or is that done until the season's over?
Well, as we had said, with all of our players at this point, once the season began, we really are usually, unless something totally unexpected happens, we don't have ongoing conversations in this middle of the season on contracts. It really is a distraction for many guys. So at this point, we don't have any ongoing conversations with contracts with any of our players.
Do you get the sense that Mookie wants to be in Boston?
Oh, I think he likes Boston. I think he loves being in Boston. These things, when you're star players, they're not always easy to get done at times, especially the closer they get to free agency. But I think he definitely loves Boston, and he likes being here and part of the organization and part of the city.
If it was one thing, it would probably be an easy fix. So we need to get this player hitting better, or we need this to happen. When you've got so many things that seem to be going wrong at the same time, are you almost at a loss of where to start?
Well, it's a great question, and I think what you usually have to do is you can't look at it. If you start looking at it and putting everything under the same umbrella, that's usually a mistake. So what you really try to do is focus on each individual situation and try to fix it. We focused on our starting pitching and trying to get that going, starting to make some strides. Some of our guys offensively are struggling, but they're struggling really for different reasons in various cases. Some guys, if you look at a guy like Steve Pierce, he didn't have much spring training especially at the end. He had this calf muscle. We didn't face any left-hand pitches earlier when he got back. Yesterday, his last at-bat, he hit a nice line drive to center off on Avino. And so you look at his situation, which is different than, say, Jackie Bradley Jr., who's in a spot where, he was scuffling a little bit, and then he got sick with the flu. He's probably in a spot he wouldn't normally even be playing. But for the injuries that we've had and guys getting nicked up here, he's had to play, and so his situation's a little different. I think you have to tackle each and every situation separately, stay on top of it, and hopefully come out of it sooner rather than later.
Why did Blake Swihart begin the year with the team, and then at the 18-game mark, I guess it was, he is gone and Sandy Leon is back up? What went into that decision?
Well, we had a lot of discussions. It was really a very close call on what we were going to do in the beginning of the season. And really did have a diverse opinion on which guy we would keep. We didn't have room for both of them on our club. We thought all three of them were major league catchers. We thought that we'd be in a position where with Sandy we had a chance to get him through waivers and would help our depth, which fortunately happened for us. And really what it came down to with our pitching scuffling the way it is, we were in a spot where we felt that having somebody come up and be able to handle the pitching staff from a defensive perspective was something we really needed. Sandy is better than that, than Blake. No disregard to Blake in that regard. Blake has got some real upside in other areas. But we felt the defensive aspect of having Sandy help us with that was important for us at this point where we were. So that was really the reason behind it.
You almost never see baseball trades this time of year. Is that not an option at trying to resolve some of the issues here?
Well, I don't think that, you know, for us, we're not, I mean, again, you're always open to anything that takes place. That's usually right. That's not something that you're normally talking about at this time of year. And for us, we think that our fixes will be internal. Our guys will play better. It's a struggle to get through it. We have to help them get through it. But we believe in these guys, and no, we're not in a position where we're thinking about major trades at this time.
Are you surprised that Craig Kimbrell remains unsigned?
Yeah, I am surprised. Craig Kimbrell's a quality closer, one of the best in the history of the game. He did a fantastic job for us. You know, everybody's circumstances are different. There were a lot of closers out there, back end bullpen guys this past year. And so clubs ended up going in other directions for whatever reason at that particular time. But, yeah, I'm surprised that he's out there because of his abilities.
Final question before we let you go. Everybody talks about turning the page, but your manager refers a lot to what happened last year. Is it time to stop referring to that as well?
Well, you're never going to take away what took place last year. I mean, that's a positive for us. And it's not that he just uses a different terminology, you know, rather than turning the page, you know, start a new chapter. It's just different ways of saying things. You never want to forget what took place. And hopefully that will be important for us as we get through here because, you know, the guys have the ability. But we don't by any means constantly refer to what took place last year on a regular basis internally. We're talking about trying to win a game. And most days today we're not playing, but to worry about today and trying to fix it today. And so by no means is last year dominant in our minds at this point. We're trying to fix it this year and get going now.
Dave, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.